What jobs are at the highest risk from artificial intelligence and automation? Conversely, what jobs are at the lowest risk? Now, you can get on Google and have a look on the internet and you'll see these endless reports, and not many of them agree with each other. So I was doing some research in preparation to make this short podcast, and there's just a couple of studies I've chosen, mainly because I know some of the people involved, mainly because they reveal all their sources, and they seem a lot more nuanced than some of the other more lurid stories going around. So one is from the Office of National Statistics in the UK, and they came out in March 2019 with a report saying that around 1.5 million jobs in England are at high risk of some of their duties and tasks being automated in the future. Now remember, that's 1.5 some of their tasks and duties. They analysed the jobs of 20 million people in 1917. They found that 7.4% are at a high risk of automation. They found, amongst other things, women, young people, and those that work part-time are most likely to work in roles at high risk of automation. Overall, mind, they reckoned, 7.4% were at risk, and that was actually a fall from a previous study they did in 2011. And they're not entirely sure why, but they're suggesting that some jobs like supermarket checkouts have already been automated, and it may be that new jobs being created actually require a higher level of skills and therefore are less susceptible to AI and automation. I mean, the point they're making is not that robots are taking over, but it's that routine and repetitive tasks can be carried out more quickly and efficiently by an algorithm or by a machine designed for one specific function. So that sort of tells you what jobs are likely to risk. It's likely to be lower skilled jobs at risk. In fact, the three occupations they found with the highest priority probability of automation are waiters and waitresses, shelf fillers, and elementary sales occupations, which are all relatively low skilled, relatively routine. And the three occupations at the lowest risk of automation were medical practitioners, higher education teaching professionals, and senior professionals of educational establishments. And these occupations are all considered high skilled. They also found, mind, that it depends where you live. Generally, more jobs that require high-skilled workers in an area, the lower risk of automation overall. 70.2% of the roles at high risk are currently held by women. In addition, people aged 20 to 24 are most likely to be at risk of having their job automated. So what's going on here? Well, look, younger workers tend to not have the same range of experience and skills. It takes them time to gain that. And they may work in several jobs before they actually settle down into an occupation. Similarly, then, so it dips those aged 34 to 39 or something like that at lowest risk. But then it starts going up again. And the ONS, at any rate, explained this by saying that a lot of women re-enter the workforce in part-time jobs, and that part-time jobs are at a higher risk of automation and AI. So it's quite a detailed report there. They do publish a methodology. There's a couple of tools embedded into the page below, and you can have a try for yourself. And I'll come back with another short podcast talking about the work Nesta have done, particularly identifying jobs at risk, but identifying where people with jobs at risk might move to in the future.